So in this talk, I want to just touch briefly on what it actually feels like to be following your bliss. I mean, it obviously sounds like a pretty good thing, right? Follow your bliss. I mean, sure, great. Who wouldn't want to sign up for that? But what does it actually feel like in daily practice? And this is important because I want to make sure that you have a very real and concrete sense for the path of bliss, so that it does not get lost in a bunch of, you know, vague and intellectual, fancy-sounding concepts that don't actually make a real difference in your everyday life. I mean, the whole point of even talking about any of this is that when you are finally able to find your bliss, it will have a real and lasting impact on your experience of living, right? That your life will actually be changed in a very deep and powerful way. Okay. So then, when you finally know what your bliss is, to the point where you know you have been able to organize your life along your natural lines of bliss, right, to flow with them and not against them, the first practical thing you will find is that, well, you are basically jumping out of bed every morning because you can't wait to get back to the bliss of your life's work. And now we've all had this feeling at one point or another, right? But the trick is that this time, it is sustained. When you are flowing along a major line of your inner bliss, it is like a wave that you will be riding all the way to the point where you are, you know, 120 years old and still working, or, you know, quote unquote working, until you pass away at work with a big smile on your face and a ton of additional projects yet to be done. It is an intense, profound enthusiasm for what you do that fills your life with a positive energy and vision that spills out over and infuses everything and everyone around you. In fact, the word enthusiasm itself is derived from the Greek word entheos, right, which is en, in, theos, God, right, to have God within you, to be filled with God. In other words, the flow of nature, the flow of the universe, really, is just rushing through you. And it is almost as if it is not even you that's doing any of it. Right? Rather, it is more that it is being done through you. But I mean, the work, the enthusiasm, all the positive impact on the world around you is just pouring out of you. And it's like you are just a surfer, right? Riding this monster wave, the ride of your life, as a profound manifestation of the very ocean itself. This is what it feels like to find and follow your bliss. And this ultimately is my deepest wish for you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next talk.